Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show. Saturday morning, I'm already losing my voice, man.
You're talking for an hour straight.
Well, I know, but I think I was losing my voice anyway. It's been a rough week. And my wife was gone, so I made the circuit, you know. I went around, went to all the gun shops, and I talked my head off for 2 days.
Hit up all the corners, got your suppliers all in, filled in.
No, I just took time to do some research. That's what it's called, research, Jacob.
Yeah.
All right. This is the Gunsmith Show, though, here to talk about guns. The last segment of the show, we always talk from Williams Gun Sight. What's cool on their website? You know, they turned 100 years old this year, and they do have something big coming up. They do have Jake's Day coming up on August 1st.
They do. We'll talk more about that next week.
Yeah, next week. Yeah. Well, it'll be August 1st, next Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the day. So
we'll share it on our Facebook page, which is the Gunsmith Show.
Get out. Plan on next Saturday for sure. Bringing the kids to Williams for Jake's Day. It's where they teach people how to hunt. They teach you. They take the kids, the young kids, and introduce them to hunting. So make sure you take time to bring the kids or the grandkids out. You know, you'll be glad you did.
Speaking of that, and we've been so preoccupied with DNR changes on deer hunting, I'm trying to look and see about the fall turkey hunting.
Yeah.
And from what I'm seeing in the state, on the DNR's app and the website, which that's a whole other weird scenario, I ordered all my licenses on the app so you don't get kill tags. I mean, there's no paper tag anymore for small game or fish. It's right. All on the app. So that's interesting. But I got the incidental tags in the mail. But the there's nothing uploaded yet for the fall 2026 turkey season.
They're just dead slow. I'm embarrassed with the DNR right now, to be honest with you. I have very little faith in that they're going to do the right thing.
I'm like, well, I feeling better. I want to try to do fall turkey hunting.
Yeah.
And I was looking it up. I'm like, man, there's nothing on here yet. Usually, you know, remember, was it last year or the year before? The deer hunting books didn't come out until like September 1st. Yeah.
Now, Ted Nugent came out with a story this week about, I'm not sure when he produced it, but it came out this week on a young lady that was turkey hunting, and she shot a turkey, killed a tom.
I heard about this.
But the other BB killed a hen behind it.
Yeah.
And they seized both birds
and
find her. And he said, the stupid thing is that was in the spring hunt. In the fall hunt, you can kill multiple birds.
Yeah.
So he's like, get your head out of your butts and don't do this to a young hunter.
Hopefully.
The stupidity of the things they do.
Hopefully, if there's a good change in the election in the fall.
Remember to vote this year.
We'll see a positive change in the DNR.
Ask that question. If you got somebody talking to you about they want to be your representative, ask them how their feelings are on hunting. If they're anti-hunting, kick them off your property. So just let's be straight with that.
Yeah.
Kick them off your property. And make sure you tell all your friends not to vote for them. Because there's too much anti-hunting crap in this state. The winter water wonderland and the hunting mecca that Michigan's always been.
Yeah, I guarantee you, probably their grandparents were pro hunters.
Yeah.
You know, 50, 60 years ago, everybody you knew hunted or fished. Yeah. Now, you're too scared.
I got a state rep right now that drives me crazy, and he's anti-gun. So, happy about it.
But off that topic for a second.
Yeah, for a minute. Anyway,
so WilliamsGunsight.com, we always try to pull 5 used or clearance guns off their website, which you can also go to their store. They're on Lapeer Road at Irish Road in Davison.
Yeah.
It's not that far of a drive.
Construction site around there right now.
Yeah, building the Target next to the gun shop.
Target store next to the gun store.
I mean, it'll be a big Target in the parking lot.
Yeah, well, it's...
The funny thing is, when you fly into Bishop, you fly right over 60, you know, you follow 69 in from
times,
over
yeah.
Canada. And most Targets that I've always flown over have a big Target on the roof.
Oh, no kidding.
So it will be interesting to see.
If they have a Target on the roof.
Is there a big Target on the roof? That'll be kind of interesting.
Next time I'll fly this fall, and I'll look.
Yeah.
All right. So we got 5 really cool guns to talk about. And you went obscure things this time. You went guns that are just a little out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
But I like it. I think you got a blaster in here from Star Wars.
Yeah, basically.
Is that a blaster?
Pew pew.
No.
Well,
it's a Kel-Tec, but we'll get to that.
But that's later on. Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute. All right. So the first gun is a clearanced, which is a brand new gun.
New gun just didn't really move on the shelf, so they're putting in the clearance rack.
It's all black. It's a beautiful gun. It's a Browning T-Bolt.
Yeah.
Now, T-Bolt Sporter. Now the T-Bolts are pretty amazing guns. They are. I consider them kind of like works of art. Engineering art, you know, that Browning would produce.
Yeah.
You know?
Browning I will give them this. I have some Browning shotguns. I have my Buckmark 22 rifle and handguns.
Yeah.
They're pretty incredible.
Yeah.
But these T-bolts, Browning has a way of making these guns special.
They are beautiful.
It's a straight pull bolt action rifle, which straight pulls you don't see that much.
No.
Savage just reintroduced some this past 6 months.
Lupo is doing them too, aren't they?
The Benelli Lupo is out with a straight pull.
Yeah.
But that's a little more finagled than this one is.
Yeah, this is really clean.
This is almost like those old style K31 Swisses.
Yeah.
You just pull it back really quick and.
Yeah. It's probably exactly what it's designed around.
So this is the T-Bolt Sporter, but it's in 17 HMR.
Ooh, fast.
So this is.
Nice. This is that one that hits with about 600 foot-pounds energy.
This is the 17 HMR. This is not the Hornet or the.
Oh, no. This is the real powerful.
This is the HMR. This is the 22 Magnum neck down.
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. Very good.
22
okay,
Magnum neck
rim
down.
Rimfire. Yep. Okay. Gotcha.
Hornady Magnum Rimfire. 17 HMR.
Not a center fire.
Okay. This comes with its one magazine. Again, it's new in the box, just clearance.
Yeah.
$619.95.
Wow. Now, this has got a pretty long barrel. It looks like a 22 inch barrel.
It's a pretty long barrel on this. So.
But it's sharp. It's got a real nice pistol grip to it. It's
all black.
Good looking rifle. I like it. So what's next?
Well, I didn't realize I put two Brownings next to each other.
That's all right. They're all good guns.
Browning X-Bolt.
We used to always put Browning X-Bolts in all of our raffles.
They're attractive rifles. They're
good looking. People just, ooh, I want that Browning. You know, they just almost
fire. Browning's one of those names, too, where I think it's people would rather win it than buy it.
True.
You know, it's one of those things like, wow, I want a Browning instead of, you know. Everybody nowadays is giving away Henrys, but this is something different. So. Yeah. But this is a Browning X-Bolt in 270 Winchester Short Magnum.
Nice. Nice. Good caliber.
Good caliber. This is walnut stock, blue barrel, blued action, gold trigger like most Brownings have.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
22-inch barrel. What makes this special, I think, it's topped with a Zeiss scope.
Oh.
A Zeiss Diavari 3-12 power scope by 56.
Wow.
This is a big scope.
That'd be a night seeker right there, boy.
$1,424.95, which
that's
really,
just for the scope.
I would say the Zeiss scopes are not cheap.
No.
I've never personally owned a Zeiss, but I know by looking at them, I'm like, they're not cheap scopes.
I've got friends that buy them, and they usually spend twice as much on the scope as they do on the gun.
Yeah.
And they said, well, that's the key to a good hunt, is you put a scope twice as expensive as your gun, and you're good to go.
That's why I buy cheap guns.
There you go. So that's quite a gun. Now, $1,424.95
This is used. This is not
clearance. Yeah, used gun. All right, good. All right, what's the next gun? So that's cool. Plus, it's got a sling, too.
Yeah, it's got a sling. It's got the one magazine.
It's got scope covers.
You know, these X-Bolts have a magazine. You can drop them out. So you can buy multiples if you're, shooting at a herd of something.
Browning pays attention to some details. Like, even when you look at the butt pad on these X-Bolts, they're designed to shoulder when you're wearing a hunting coat.
Yeah.
They're designed very smart. So,
well, they've been making guns a long time.
Yeah, they have. Yep. John Browning, he was something else. Uncle Johnny.
Yeah.
But
The third one here, this is your blaster. This is interesting.
It is a neat looking gun.
Now, I've got the PMR-30, but this is the CP-33 from Kel-Tec. What is a CP-33? Well, this is a 33-round handgun for .22 long rifle.
I like it.
Threaded barrel.
I like it.
The whole top of it is a long Picatinny rail. It's interesting because the...
I'm glad Foley's not here today.
The grip in the magazine kind of sits in the middle of the gun.
It looks like a blaster.
It does. You can slap some stuff on this and really play, Han Solo for Halloween.
Put a giant night vision scope on it or something. I don't know. It just looks like it should have a 16-inch barrel sticking out of it because it kind of looks like part of a...
Well, they make
it looks like a bullpup.
They make these with a buttstock and a 16-inch barrel in rifles.
But it's .22 long rifle. Or Magnum, though.
And I'm pretty sure they make it in .22 long rifle,
know.
Too.
I don't know. Maybe they do.
But this is the handgun. Comes with two mags at 66 rounds. That's more than one little box of 50 rounds, right? 66 rounds of .22 you can carry on you.
It's a heck of a home defense gun.
Boy, you put some mini mags in this?
Yeah.
If anything, the noise
or stingers.
Yeah, or stingers. Jeez. Yeah. Box and manual, $469.95 for the CP-33 Kel-Tec.
And it literally looks like a blaster from Star Wars. So that's
all black. Kel-Tec, made in Cocoa, Florida.
Good.
So, fourth gun.
All right.
Do you want this one?
No.
Do you want me to talk
about it? No, I don't want it. You can.
Yeah, okay.
No.
This is a clearance gun, so this is brand new. Just didn't move on the shelf, so they put it in the clearance.
It's interesting.
Now, if you're a fan of Henry rifles, lever action, stuff like that. Henry also makes some single shot shotguns. So this is the Henry Brass Break Open 410. That basically describes it all right there.
Yeah, it's a
single shot 410 from Henry.
The cut of the stock makes it look like, it almost looks like it's got a Thompson submachine gun buttstock on it. But it's then it goes to the brass receiver, and it's got a single, you know, regular side pushing
kind of like break. An H&R.
Yeah.
Or like an old-fashioned Stevens single shot.
But it's built high quality.
It's a current manufactured Henry.
Yeah, made high in quality brass.
Henry nowadays are made in Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So this is a good gun. No qualms about it. In nope. 410, $534.95. So if you wanted to step above the import 410s, this would be it for single shot.
And a lot of times you look at over and under and side by side 410s. And they're $600-$800 anyway.
Yeah.
This is a nice single shot. It'd be a great starter gun for a grandson or something.
And it's pretty. It's a nice enough looking gun where it's not just like, eh.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a spray painted black cheap gun.
No, it's a nice one. Henry does a nice job under finishes.
Yeah.
So probably comes with a little sleeve over the receiver.
And, you know, they usually do. Those Golden Boys did this one, probably does too. Yep.
And the last gun of the week we got to talk about is the Smith & Wesson Victory handgun.
Yeah.
In 22 long rifle.
These were kind of their version of the Ruger Mark III's or Mark IVs at the time. Yeah,
they were good looking guns. Yeah. And they're a little funky looking, but they're just something else to get used to.
Well, it's kind of hard to copy, you know.
It's just the
Rugers and the Brownings have been out for so long. When someone else tried, and then you had High Standards and Colt Woodsman before that.
Well, the cut of the grip was a little funky on these, but I still like them. And I've never heard anybody talk bad about them.
No, I never
have. Shooting guns. This has it's 22 long rifle, box, manual, and two mags. And it does have the scope rail.
5.5-inch barrel.
5.5-inch barrel. It's not threaded, but it's 5.5-inch barrel. And the price is $389.95. I actually looked at this gun on Tuesday when I was there. And beautiful gun.
Yeah.
I was looking at all the 22s in the case.
I just like 22s. They're fun.
I was looking for that Walther you had me looking for with the two-barrel package.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it. But anyways, but I did look at that one and went, don't see those very often. So, but there's all kinds of great guns to get at Williams Gun Site. Go check out hundreds and hundreds of used guns and thousands of new guns. Scopes, everything you need. And get, you know, bring in, if you got like a gun with sights that you're tired of, take it in and have them put the sights on right there while you're doing it, while you're there. And a lot of times they can install those sights while you wait.
Well, hey, during this next week, don't forget, find us on Facebook at The Gunsmith Show.
Yeah.
Go to our website, thegss.com, to find links to all of our sponsors. And feel free to send us an email at shooter@thegss.com.
Yeah. And remember, next Saturday is Jake's Day at Williams Gun Site. All right.
Perfect.
So we'll see you next week, guys. Have a great week and enjoy your Saturday.
All right. Thanks, everybody.